Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
After life, it's life. Life, 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 and liberty, pursuit of happiness, all that stuff. Good day to you. I'm Doug Steffen with the Good Day Gang, the DJV Gang, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. I told you that, so let's not be redundant here. After all, there are lots of things to talk about. We're trying every day, I think we're pretty successful at it, to think that we are working through our mistakes, making a difference, if you will, paying a lot of attention to what's happening and maybe giving you ideas for course correction. I thought it was kind of interesting that Joanne Fabrics is giving away free materials. We bought all the people on the farm this past weekend. We had all the kids, the volunteers, to sort of open things up. We had a fabulous weekend, actually. Used up all the ice cream. It was all gone at the end. There's nothing left. Yeah, a lot of people came, and they were very respectful. They were many of them were wearing masks. They got into the farm, looked around, and they stayed in their cars. Most of them actually called ahead or ordered online, which was a big help because a lot of people wanted quarts of ice cream. But they were making comments, even some of them online, about the masks because they were all so colorful and flowery. And we'd gotten actually fabric from Joanne Fabrics. I don't know whether we paid for it or not. I didn't ask the question. But they're providing you with kits, free pieces of fabric, elastic, and other materials that you have to have for the mask to stay on. That's the thing. We didn't do that. We have the tie-on ones, and I had to cut mine off with the scissors last night because I couldn't get it over.
Couldn't get it over
my head. Yeah, right, exactly. It was a very good knot. Well, that's what I get for being a Boy Scouts, Jennifer. So if you don't have any idea how to make a mask, Joanne is also doing a YouTube tutorial, step-by-step, how you make the mask. That's pretty cool, too. You have to take advantage of Joanne's ship-to-home and curbside pickup options. Are they pretty much everywhere, kind of like Michael's?
I think stores around
the country everywhere? Yeah. So it's neat. The collection points for the masks, when they're done, all you have to do is drop them off. Joanne will take care of donating the finished product to hospitals in need, that sort of thing. So you make them for yourself and then make some for other people as long as you're at it. Do
people
sewing machines at homes?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you have one?
Kara, no, I don't know how to even thread a needle. Like, I'm the worst. But Kara said that, I guess, Kara, did you try to hand sew one of them? It seems like that's
Yeah, I got about halfway done. I started making it while I was rewatching Magic Mike last night, which was a good
Wow. Maybe that's why. You are Bridget Jo.
Maybe that's why it took me so long to make the mask. But yeah, sewing it by hand is...
And Magic Mike.
Yeah, it's doable, but it's definitely a pain in the butt to sew it by hand.
Yeah. All right, well, but it's... Yeah, I would think it would be much easier if you have a little machine to do it. I have an old antique machine that my sisters have... We had it in the barn for a long time. My sisters wouldn't let me get rid of it because of my grandmother's sewing machine. It was one of those old pedal Singer machines. It was making like 1889 or something.
Wow.
And it's probably worth a lot of money, actually. Yeah, it actually does. You get underneath it, you
take that
like
to
the old player pianos.
Show. Yeah. Yeah, you could be sitting on a gold mine. You don't know.
At my house, I have the one really big piece of furniture that I kept that was my grandparents' is this desk. I mean, you would look at it and think it's a desk, but the top folds up and the sewing machine pops out the top, which is really, really cool.
Oh, I remember those. Yes.
So that's in my family room. I have it down there, and it looks great still. And it's amazing how furniture back then lasts so much longer than furniture now. But my grandmother taught me how to hand sew. I wish that I would have, like, actually learned how to use the machine because it sits there, and I guess I should take lessons. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, be fun. All right, so the flu season is upon us, the coronavirus and all kinds of things. What are you doing to make sure your immune system is strong, that you can combat all these viruses, all these germs, all this bacteria. I think I remember once a few years ago, there was a controversy in one state I was traveling with. You know how you go into the washroom and it says employees have to wash their hands before they go back to work? There was one state that put up a sign saying to employees, you don't have to wash your hands if you don't want to. Actually, exactly.
Ew.
Yeah.
Who said that?
It was in let's see here, what state was in? Let me see if I can go back and look. Tom Tillis, a senator from North Carolina, said that restaurants in 2015 ought to be allowed to opt out of certain regulations, excuse me, such as
like
employees
washing hands.
Okay, well, yeah. Let me make sure I never eat food in that state.
In North Carolina.
Oh, gosh.
Right. Jeez.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, have you had a refresher course in how to do this? This was on the Cleveland Clinic website over the weekend. They have actually cameras installed. Now, you'd think that they'd be able to get people who would be conscious enough, but just to be sure, you are monitored. If you're a caregiver, you touch any patient, any medical device, you go into the washroom and you have to wash your hands, and, you know, you use the paper towel on the side, wet your hands thoroughly, apply the soap and lather for 20 seconds, rinse your hands well, and set aside. I haven't seen
now
this before.
That's more of a slippery slope if they have cameras in the bathroom.
How do you mean?
You're not kind of freaked out by people filming you in the bathroom?
Oh, well, I just didn't
It might
think.
Just be like a hand-washing station.
Okay, I hope so, because, it seems like that could be abused real fast.
Yeah, I suppose it could be.
But you know what, though?
See, I don't think like that. Yeah, it's amazing, you guys.
A woman and there are all kinds of cases of creepy people sneaking into bathrooms and trying to film you, then you think about stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, this might actually be necessary. I was just reading something over the weekend that they did essentially the article was why no one should wear gloves. Everyone's wearing, you know, rubber gloves or whatever to the grocery store. And apparently people are, it's not a good idea. The virus can actually cling to the rubber gloves exponentially many more times than it could to your actual skin. So skip the gloves. It's not a good idea. And you're also contaminating more stuff than you think you are. But anyway, the reason that they say that one of the main reasons medically that you shouldn't wear them is because 30% of medically trained professionals, when they did like a video thing, surveillance or whatever, that 30% of medically trained professionals don't take their gloves off the correct way. So regular people are really botching it.
So
and probably
not,
spreading it more than
I require the people on the farm to wear gloves. Should I not have require them to
food
do that?
Food service is different because if you're actually serving food, then that's different. But like regular people going to the grocery store wearing gloves, they're not
well,
trained
the issue
and they're not doing
too
it right.
Is that people are going to the grocery store and then they're going somewhere else and then like, you know, if they're putting them on at home and then touching their car and then doing this and that. They're not, you know, removing them every time they do something.
Yeah.
They're just wearing it all day.
I wore mine.
That
took them in like I was like a surgeon at that grocery store. I put those gloves on right before I went in. I took them off when I got out, threw them away. Oh, yeah.
I watch what other people touch. Interesting. At the Wegmans, after every person goes through the line, they put disinfectant on the conveyor belt and wipe it down before you are allowed
to
put your
deep cleaning carts now in most places. Walmart's doing it. I
they have
know
a washer rack kind of.
Yeah, it's like a pressure washer and they're sanitizing.
Right. Yep. That's a great idea. Never before have people paid so much attention either to what you should take in for your immune defense. Mushrooms, for example. Some people say, I think Victoria doesn't like mushrooms.
But I drink mushroom. It's a mushroom. It's like a powdered elixir.
Yeah.
Reishi mushroom and a chaga. And like some mushrooms are really amazing.
They have beta glucans that boost your immunity enhancing white blood cells.
Yeah.
So that's an olive leaf extract is finding a resurgence because it's a great antioxidant. It reduces DNA damage from oxidative stress, the kind that we have now. Worried about your immune system creates anxiety in your body. Also, zinc. This has been something highly touted. If you can find some, fortunately, I had some in the house before because you can't really find it on the stores now. It's just, it's always been good for a healthy thymus, that sort of thing. And that, excuse me, is important for your immune system, especially as you get older. In the food we eat, we get 50% of the recommended allowance of most anything. That's why you have to supplement anymore. And there's something new on the market called astragalus. Have anybody ever used that?
Jack, no, I've never heard of that.
It's an herb that helps defend the body against physical, mental, and emotional stress. A lot of the research that's being done now suggests that its antioxidant properties protect, support, and gently stimulate your immune system. And that's really what you wonder is why so many people, for the first time in their lives, are concentrating on their immune system, because they're so vital. Vitamin D is very important. A, B, C, D, and E, all of them are superstars in the immune community. I'm looking at something that's on Jack's website, actually, the Forbidden Doctor.
I've been taking, if you also have asthma, which I do, and I know, Jen, you have asthma, elderberry is something that's
very
really
good.
Important for
very
your
good.
Respiratory. It doesn't really... I guess the studies that they've done on it really just shows that it's very targeted towards your lungs. So I've been taking that every day because I get susceptible to bronchitis.
What is
if
it
I
again?
Get sick, it goes that. Elderberry.
Elderberry. That's good. It comes usually in liquid form as well. It's 20 after the hour here on the DJV show.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
You and basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. I know, right? Do you think I say I know right too often? I do. I know, right? I have to stop, don't I? I know.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
I know.
Yeah, even our commercials are better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
On this week's Drawn to Wildlife's Tip of the Week, I'm going to tell you about a great way to catch crappie this time of year. I'll share that tip in just a moment.
Whether in the field chasing turkeys, fishing on the lakes, or hitting the field to play ball, springtime fun begins right here at Paducah Academy Sports. It's turkey season, and we have Higgins' new line of turkey decoys on the shelf. And it's spawning season for crappie and bass. From weekend angler to fishing pro, we've got the fishing gear and supplies you need. Paducah Academy Sports, south on James Sanders Boulevard from Highway 60, located just west of Exit 4 on I-24.
A productive way for me to catch crappie as they are moving shallow is to fish a crappie magnet jig under a bobber. Cast it to a good-looking spot, let it sit, no bite, reel it 2 times, and let it sit again. Crappie can't stand it. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get to the punchline here. Keep it going, Kara.
I think you're going to be waiting a while.
This is Sturgill Simpson. Says he tested positive for COVID-19. Kind of a lengthy Instagram post. He wrote that he received the diagnosis on Friday after nearly a month of not exhibiting symptoms at all. That wasn't the case in early March, however. 3 days after playing in Charleston, South Carolina on his good-looking tour with the Tyler Childers, Simpson was in a national emergency room with chest pains, a fever, what he says were pre-stroke blood pressure levels. He expressed his dismay that being unable to be tested for COVID and returned home. On April 6th, he and his wife went to a drive-through testing facility in Alabama and got the results 4 days later. His wife tested negative, but he was told he was contagious, now is in quarantine. Last week, he mourned the loss of his friend John Prine. We all know he passed away last Tuesday.
Can we go back to the fact that he apparently had symptoms at the beginning of March, wasn't tested, I'm assuming was not quarantined for the entire month of March, and has now been tested and is being told he's,
So how are you doing on getting test equipment? How is that going?
Depends on where you are. I have two friends in the Bethesda, Maryland area who waited more than 2 weeks. They all had every single symptom, that COVID is related to, and both tests came back negative, but I think there are a lot of false negatives happening.
Yeah, and if they're still saying you're contagious after having had it for a month, then what's the point of quarantining for 2 weeks? Because that's kind of what they've been telling everyone.
Right.
Is to isolate for
so
2 weeks.
So how is it being done in other countries? Who's making these testing kits? Are they made here, or are they made...
We're
China.
We're making them. The World Health Organization had some, but we made our own. And now I think the...
Which didn't work at first.
But then they were redone, and then they were redone a second time now with the shorter swab and the shorter testing time.
No, I
don't know. It
seems kind of crazy.
Yeah.
At any rate, this guy's going back out on tour, he said, though, later this month.
I just don't understand this. Like, I've always kind of been held up on this.
Whether you have a test or not, the doctors are always treating you the same. So there's some personal responsibility on the part of Sturgill Simpson. He thinks he's got the coronavirus to go out and continue to live his life. I don't understand why he would do that.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, is after he felt like regardless he had it but wasn't test. Able to get tested, did he then stay at home for a couple weeks?
I don't know.
Because that's what you should do.
All right, next up in music and coronavirus news, Burning Man announcing their 2020 festival schedule for August 30th through September 7th in Nevada has been canceled.
Huh?
Why are they canceling something in August, in April? I don't understand that. They said, though, they listened and discussed and considered, they made the decision not to build Black Rock City in 2020. I mean,
these are people living in tents and, like, doing yoga and sweating all over each other. Maybe in August, people aren't going to feel comfortable doing that yet. I get it. I think if you're going to spend all that money to put on a festival and then no one buys tickets or no one shows up,
and
they're going to go bankrupt.
Honest, Burning
anyway.
Man's disgusting. Ew.
I mean, Burning Man is the creepiest one of them all.
So I don't know that much about it. What is what goes on there? Have we talked about this before?
Out in the desert, people do a lot of mushrooms and just, I don't know.
But this is the one, Jen, this is the one you think Doug should go to.
Burning Man? Yeah, because he was doing mushrooms in a tent. I said, you should go to Burning Man. Were you doing that like a year ago? And where were you? Peru?
Ayahuasca was it?
Peru? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was, oof. 28 half the hour here on the DJV program.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain, unless you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use this directly.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
But they issued a statement saying that Joe Biden agrees that President Trump was right to close it down to China. Now, he did that. Now, he issued it on Friday night.
President Trump telling reporters at the daily White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing that even Joe Biden reversed course and said he did the right thing by stopping flights to China because of the coronavirus. At the briefing, the president fighting mainstream media criticism of his administration's response, and he plays a video clip with bipartisan praise of the Herculean effort to stop the spread of the virus. In this clip, California Governor, Democrat Gavin Newsom.
He returns calls, he reaches out, he's been proactive. We got that mercy ship that was directly because he sent it down here. 2,000 medical units came to the state of California, these FMS, these field medical stations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Here we are, 34 after the hour, getting things done on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. In the radio game, looking around at things that I have, I have a very interesting neighborhood. Ladies, I wonder how you might reflect on whether your neighbors are helping each other out here.
I have an interesting neighborhood, too.
Yeah, I know, remembering being in your neighborhood. So not too many of your neighbors want to see the rest of the neighbors, but I've noticed that there have been a lot of folks around here anyway helping each other out. And that's kind of a nice thing under the circumstances. Do you find people in your building, Victoria, are helping one another out? Are they giving, sharing?
I haven't seen anybody, and I'm happy about that.
Have you just gone out?
Yeah, well, even when we have gone out to go grocery shopping, the people who work in the building have been wonderful. And yeah. So, but I haven't really seen our neighbors, which I'm fine with, because most of the people on our floor are older, so I really don't want to come in contact with anyone older just in case I'm carrying something.
Right.
So, you know, it's a good thing. We're in an apartment complex, so I'm sure the virus, and we're, you know, half a mile from a hospital, so I'm sure the virus is all over this building and in the elevator.
What impresses me is the number of monetary donations that are being made at a time when a lot of people don't have any money. I find that, I mean, we were talking earlier about how people who are very rich, multimillionaires, billionaires, are leading the pack, many of them being very, very, very generous with their money. But I find a lot of people are donating, they're finding causes, and they are donating to them. Sometimes it's not with money, but it may be with food. You know, there are a lot of food banks that are looking for food there. I think that's the biggest vulnerability, frankly, in our country right now. People who don't have enough food. People who are, and it isn't just the homeless. I'm not talking about them. As a matter of fact, I haven't heard much about homeless people. I don't know whether they're just dying on the streets in California. Is anybody paying attention to the homeless out there?
They're
not around
hotels.
Here.
That's why I don't
putting
think it's going to be over at the end of the month like they've been saying. Because they're putting them in hotels and taking over entire properties.
Who's
in
paying
Southern
for that?
California? The government of California.
Really? Illegals as well, or just homeless people that are...
Well, it's just homeless people. In New York, the hotels have all donated their rooms. All the major hotels have donated rooms to doctors and nurses. Because so many people have flown into New York from other states to help. So it's wonderful that they all have, now they're being put up in the best hotels in New York. So, in return for their service, which is really nice. But in terms of the homeless in New York, the shelters are trying to deal with it as best they can and keep people socially distanced within the shelter, which is not easy.
No.
So it's a tough, conundrum there.
I think there are a lot of us, though, who ought to be playing the grateful game, especially, little things that you don't notice. For example, I looked in the mirror as we were talking about white teeth and stuff and power swabs and getting your teeth white. A lot of people are thinking about that. But a haircut. You can't go to the salon. You can't go to the barber shop to get a haircut. And I feel like I'm a little grizzly looking because my hair is longer than it normally is. But isn't it funny? You don't even pay attention to that stuff unless, okay, now you don't have it. And so you're grateful, perhaps, for the guy who cuts your hair or the woman who cuts your hair. Or we were talking about the grocery workers. We pay no attention to them. We pay little attention to delivery people, right? How about the mechanic takes care of your car, or a busboy, or a bartender, or all these people that you kind of take for granted, and now you think, wow, my life is different without them in it. Just, again, reflective time. I'm just thinking about how we were reflect. I thought it was interesting as you apply that to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's been exploring, she's still on duty. They set up a private workout space for her at the court. Apparently the court is not meeting in distance, but they're meeting together. Is that right? Supreme Court?
No, I think they're in video conference.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
So why is she going into the Supreme Court building?
She's just using the gym. That's her workout.
Okay.
Yeah, her famous workouts that she does. At first she was, this was like 2 weeks ago, she was still working out with her trainer in person, and people were very concerned because she was not being completely isolated from him or whatever germs he was carrying. So now I think he's recorded or he's not within 6 feet of her or something now when she does her workouts.
Mm-hmm. One of the other things that's a part of what's going on, if you've not talked to your car insurance, I thought this was pretty interesting, what happened because of excess, I think it was Allstate, wasn't it? Allstate, they got into a jam because of overcharging or something. There's something with Allstate.
I don't think they got in trouble for overcharging. I think that they're just refunding money for people because no one is driving right now.
Yeah.
So they're giving them cheaper rates for their car insurance for last month. Yeah.
Yeah, we use Geico for our car, and they said, because every 6 months your Geico policy is renewed, and they said for the next time that it renews, it's going to be like 20% off or something. And ours is already pretty cheap, though, so...
So I wonder, I have specialty insurance because of the farm and the vehicles on the farm. I'm thinking, though, that whether you call up the company directly or call up the agent. But, when you think about it, that makes a lot of sense. We're not driving anywhere or as many places as we normally do. So
I have
why
a feeling if you take the time to call whatever company it is that you work with, they're going to probably do something. I'm sure many of the big companies have been empowered to offer special discounts, at least temporarily. I'm sure of it.
Let's think about the outfits that have been affected. Restaurants, we keep talking about restaurants, home delivery, that sort of thing. Do you know that 4% of the U.S. gross domestic product are restaurants? I had no idea. So many people eat out now. And now they're basically, if there's another, I don't know, one of the businesses certainly hardest hit by what's going on. And so they've tried to operate for takeout. I went by a couple of 99s yesterday in restaurants like that. They have a big sign out front, open for takeout from 11 to 8. But a lot of people in the restaurants are having to, you know, they're coming into contact, and who knows? You know, they have, I saw on one of the 99s a table out by the back door. Well, okay, that's sort of playing to it. But does that really guarantee you? I don't know what really guarantees, because we know so little about this, really. We think we know a lot about it, but we don't really know. Is it that you're 6 feet away and you're safe? Or how long does this stuff stay in the air? I don't know that I feel comfortable with all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's aerosolized, so there are a lot of studies now saying it can travel 27 feet in the air. And if you're in if you're standing downwind and someone has it and coughs, or even now they know that it's from breathing and talking and it blows on you, you could be exposed to it that way. There's really no guarantee unless you are completely
It travels on your shoes. I mean, at some point you're going to... That's why the immune system is the big deal. That's why washing your hands a lot, because it's probably going to get on you at some point. So if you keep yourself clean, that's how you defend against it.
So if somebody called the program and said, what do I do if I think I have the coronavirus? What do you pick up the phone?
If you don't have symptoms, if you have symptoms and you think you have it, they say don't go to the hospital, don't go to urgent care, don't go to your doctor's office. Call your doctor.
Call them,
and let them know and say, look, I'm having these symptoms. If you don't have a fever, then or if you have a low grade fever, even just list your symptoms. And like Jen said earlier, the treatment is all the same. You stay at home and you ride it out unless you really need medical
attention. What I've heard from my friends whose mom had, or at least a suspected, a presumed case, and that her doctor told her to take extra vitamin C, extra zinc, Mucinex, and vitamin D. Mm-hmm. And that's it, to up your, make sure you're getting all those
Mucinex
vitamins and Mucinex.
Get it out of your system. So that's the physical side. What about your emotional stability? Do you think that people are aware, people in your circle, all of you, your family, your friends, do you think that they have, do you feel like you know what you're going through emotionally and what they are going through emotionally? You know, I think there's a lot of emotion here that isn't, we keep talking about the physical symptoms of this, but we don't talk about the existential feelings, emotions, fear.
I actually think that people within my friend group and my family have been pretty open about that, and we're all pretty understanding.
Open in what way? When you say open, they're talking about their feelings?
Yeah. So we've had multiple, Skype happy hours or Zoom chats or, whatever way you're connecting with people. And I think it's pretty obvious that everyone is suffering. Even if you're, even if you're living with someone, it's frustrating that you can't go out and see your family, or you can't go out and do this or that. And, I mean, we've especially talked, and I know Victoria's talked a little bit about it, that living by yourself can be really lonely.
Yeah.
We like to joke about how I was sitting on the floor drinking wine and crying last week, but I've been in my apartment by myself for the last month.
I felt badly for you. I wasn't
and
made in front of
so
you
the
at all.
Only the only time I've seen people is if I go to work, and in that case I'm, pretty far away from them, or if I go to the grocery store, in which case I've got a mask over my face and I'm trying to avoid looking at people and trying to get in and out. And it's just after that amount of time where you don't have any contact with people.
Yeah, I was noticing it.
Hard.
I thought to myself, when was the last time I was hugged? Like, I'm a hugger.
Yeah.
So,
me too.
Because I'm in kind of a weird situation, I will see Jeff, but we're kind of staying away from each other because he's been exposed. I mean, he's working at Kaiser.
He's in
the
hospital. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's really kind of a weird thing. He came over this weekend and he slept on the couch. Like, but we're trying to keep everybody safe because he's got a family and I've got a family and, it's weird.
But see, I think we're not talking enough. We're talking a lot about the physical symptoms, but not mental health
Well, mental health hotlines are buzzing right now. They normally, in New York, they have 1,000 operators that they've added who are volunteers just for the mental health hotline. And so people who are, people who are, you know, feeling depressed.
Simple things like that.
It's important to talk about it.
And doing your laundry the right way. You know, stuff that we kind of normally think about, oh, yeah, I got it. But there are ways of doing the laundry that are better than, you know, every day when I come in.
I've been cleaning stuff out. That's what's therapeutic for me, is getting things organized.
It's 48 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX. Part of the tough and ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the Foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hey guys, I'm Ma.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right, take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Ma and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Ma and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Do you have a dog? Would you like to develop your dog's hidden intelligence to eliminate bad behavior and create the obedient, well-behaved pet of your dreams? A woman named Adrienne Ferricelli, a professional certified dog trainer, has helped hundreds of dog owners train their dogs to be well-behaved, obedient, loving pets.
Yes, good job.
By bringing out the hidden intelligence inside the dogs, you can quickly eliminate any behavioral problem your dog has, no matter how badly you think it's ingrained, no matter what kind of dog you have. With the mental stimulation that Adrienne teaches, your dog will listen to you and understand what you want it to do. Bad behaviors simply fade away as more desirable ones appear in their place.
Oh, he's such a good boy.
So if you want to check out this remarkable dog training system, just visit realbusinessbargains.com. That's realbusinessbargains.com. Realbusinessbargains.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Money Pit Music, Money Pit Report, Money Pit Time on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with my pal Tom Kreidler, who's the co-host along with Leslie Segretti of this weekend program. But it's like a cult. It isn't just a weekend show. It's like you go to this the website, the podcast, and you go to moneypit.com and you can leave your calls, 888-MONEY-PIT. And you said the call volume is up 9 jillion% over what it usually is, because everybody is. I have a friend that runs a hardware store, Tommy.
Yeah.
And he told me he's never sold as much paint in his life.
Right. Yeah, we're getting twice the number of calls that we got in March 2019. There is a little bit of a boom happening right now in home improvement because I think a couple of reasons. First of all, the urge is there. We're all a little tired of staring at these four walls and such. And secondly, we've got the time. So folks are taking on projects that they can do themselves, and painting is certainly one of them. We're hearing reports of lines at Home Depot, socially distant lines where they're keeping people apart and all that for picking up product. But, I mean, you can get a lot of this stuff done. If you have to go to a big box store like Depot or Lowe's, my advice would be to place the order online for pickup. There's no need to browse.
Right.
If you know what you want, place your order online, pay for it. All you got to do
Can you find things? Do you find both of them have good websites? Like my local hardware store has a very good website. You can look at it under quality. You know, you need a new chainsaw. Here's where you find it. You need bolts. It's back over here. You need cleaning products. Are they that well organized?
Oh, yeah. They're very. They have a very, very good e-business. So, and they always offer that option to pick it up in the store. And I'm usually like, I like, usually I'll find something extra. You know, I'm walking around. Yeah. It's part of the experience of, going shopping. But now I'd be like, well, I was going to add some insulation panels to the garage ceiling because it gets chilly in there once in a while. I was going to put 1-inch foam panels, and I was looking them up on the site, and yep, there they are.
There they are.
So I'm actually going to place that order today and then go pick them up at some point this week.
Good. So the kinds of things that you have, your podcast is developed uniquely, or do you take some of the best material from your radio show and put that into a podcast? Because I know it's done either way.
Yeah, it's done. It's a little bit of both, actually. The podcast is done very well. Apple Charts has us ranked the number one best home and garden podcast of all time, which is really cool.
Ah, that's very cool.
But you can participate on the podcast or the radio show with your questions by calling 888-MONEY-PIT, or you can post your questions to the site. We're getting a lot of questions posted on the Facebook page. In fact, we just launched a little bit of a, I don't want to say a contest, but just a little bit of a reward that we're doing with our listeners now on the Facebook page. If you have done a project here during quarantine and want to post it to your own page, just use the hashtag TMPprojects, TMPprojects, plural, and tag us at the Money Pit. And at the end of the week, we're going to be giving away $25 gift cards to
Depot,
places like that where you can pick up supplies.
Here's a listener to this program, Jenny, who is wondering what the best way is to install, what to do for your doghouse, right? Remember, this is not her husband.
She wants to put a floor in.
Oh, she does. In the doghouse.
For her dog. I mean, for her house, but she wants it to be sort of dog-proof. And, you know, that's a great question, Jenny, because, you know, pets do a lot of damage potentially to floors. So what I would say is this. You got a lot of good choices today. You've got laminate. Now, laminate has been around for, you know, 20-plus years. Really durable stuff. Easy to install.
Why is it called laminate?
Why is it called laminate?
Yeah.
It's kind of like it because it's a form of laminate, just like laminate countertops. You know, you think of the
Formica
top
together stuff. Various pieces. You mean?
The way it's made is that there's a substructure to it, like a it's not plywood, but it's a core, right?
Yeah.
And then on top of that is a laminate, and then has a wear coat. And the difference between a laminate countertop and a laminate floor is that the floor has 20 times thicker surface to it. So it's much more wear resistant. There's a test that's done called a Tabor abrasion test. They actually try to grind through these surfaces, and that one works better. So anyway, laminate, engineered hardwood, because it's very durable. EVP, engineered vinyl plank, beautiful stuff, can look just like hardwood or even like a tile. And so I think those are all good choices for dogs.
All right, so I did something. I had an old wood chopping block thing in my next to the sink, and it was dirty, and I didn't like it, so I had it yanked out. And I had some marble around, so I had it cut to fit in that hole, and I'm very pleased with it because it's so easy to keep clean. There's nothing on the surface.
Yep.
It's all nice and smooth. I was quite pleased. It was just a little thing, but it changed the kind of feel of the kitchen.
Take a picture of it and post it on your social, TMP Projects, hashtag TMP Projects. But no, Doug. No, Doug. You mean you could win the prize this week?
I could win the $25. Man. Tommy the K.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.